This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski and Dan Doherty with you here on this Tuesday. Some big news coming out here over the last week and a half or so. Tompkins Cortland Community College has officially committed to outdoor sports this spring. That means we'll see soccer, baseball, softball, golf, and lacrosse all in action. Really looking forward to it, and really looking forward to chatting with Mick McDaniel, the director of athletics at Tompkins Cortland Community College, right here, right now on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. And Mick, you've got to be just elated that everything's going to be coming back in the spring. What was, the thought process that went through your mind when you realized this was going to be a true possibility?
It's really been so many different steps to get here. It's not a surprise, I don't think, to many of us that have been working on this since really April, after we closed everything down in March. And as we went through the process and as we gathered as much information as we could from, local health department to state guidelines and mandates and right on through for our NJCAA protocols for all of our sports, I think it was about 6 or 8 weeks ago when we were really in the middle of having practices in the fall and we were competitively running in cross country that we really felt that this was going to happen. So being able to put our names down as one of the community colleges in New York that is going to compete felt very, very good. It was a great conversation with President Montague and the full support of our campus to do that. And really after that was done, it's been full steam ahead with the information that we have and sharing that information with our student athletes.
And this year you're taking on the coaching role for men's soccer again. And how have you been balancing those two roles as the director of athletics and as the men's soccer coach, especially recently, since it's been really busy for you?
Well, so far it's been kind of easy. That was a surprise at the end of the fall semester with the opportunity to take the soccer team back over after several years of not being on the sideline. So the easy part is getting in touch and Zooming with our players that we have. And we've been doing that on a regular basis to inform them of what's going on and how we're going to start our practices in early February. I'll let you know how everything works out once we actually get to work face-to-face when we do our indoor practices and get outside. And there's actually time commitments beyond just evening Zooms, but it's always been something that I love to do. I've always tried to stay in coaching in some form while I've been working here at TC3, whether it's golf or soccer or anything else. So keeping that connectivity to our students is really important, and there's no better way than working with them every day.
The question is what made Tompkins Cortland one of the dozen institutions to vote to return to competition? Like, what makes you confident that everything will be able to go smoothly? Is it the protocols? Is it the way that things were handled during the fall season with cross country? Can you dive a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah, I think a lot of the issues for some of the schools is really just where they're from regionally, or, as far as their geography and what cities they might be located near and what is going on in their counties as far as health department concerns or campus concerns.
Sure.
One of the things that we really made sure of early on in this is we stayed in touch with our current student athletes from spring of 2020 and just urged them to keep on working and make sure they did well academically and gave them the confidence that we would provide something in the fall. And with our recruiting, and we did a lot of local recruiting, we just kept that rolling constantly. We signed 50 to 60 letters of intent virtually, electronically, and kept on sharing that information. So it was always based on what the feeling was and the comfort that our student athletes and our coaches were going to have with getting back into play in the fall. So being able to have a fall season and fall practices, even though they were limited and we really followed every protocol that we could to the T, really was what made our spring seasons possible. And the schools that we're seeing that are having to opt out this spring were really ones that never got going in the fall. So we've just been setting the table all along in anticipation of being able to compete. And the really the strong success of our cross country program in the fall to be able to go an entire season and compete in every one of the meets that the region had to offer and host our own meet here on campus. It was a team effort, a group effort, and that gave our other coaches and our other athletes confidence to proceed with what we're doing this spring.
And obviously it's hard to have an athletic season without opponents. So how confident were you that other schools would be interested in coming back for this spring?
Well, our region, Region 3 of the NJCA, which is pretty much all of upstate New York, anything north of down in Oneonta, Delaware County, and east and west, has 20 schools in it. And so we meet at least weekly and sometimes more than that. So we had a pretty good idea that the outdoor sports stood a good chance of playing. So even after declarations were signed as far as these are the schools that want to come back, we understand that rosters may not be there. So even though a school says, yes, we want to compete, it's really not until later in the fall, early in the spring, where schools definitely know they have enough students to compete and participate. Being only 2 years of competition, you don't have upperclassmen, you know, that would be around to fill your rosters. And so we have several renditions of schedules that we've put together and following other leagues like the Sunyac and other 4 years where we've divided up the state into different sections. So we reduce travel and reduce amount of students that are traveling to different campuses. And so I think having all that information on the front end gave the presidents of campuses confidence that we really were thinking about a lot more than just the competition. So sports like baseball, like softball, that really were played all summer long with travel and things like that, even locally, I think everybody had great confidence those would happen. The sports of soccer and lacrosse, maybe a little bit lower confidence. So we do have set schedules, and basically if a school decides that they're going to not compete for whatever reason, the way the schedule is set up now is it really doesn't change it very much because we're staying within about a two-hour travel window, and we'll make sure that any schools that need a little bit of a break or a pause for whatever reason, numbers or because they have a positive case, they're taken care of too. So to have a season this year, as you know, is what we're looking at as a success, and trying to put a little bit of the competitive edge aside, but these student-athletes really want to play, and we want to give them that chance.
Tompkins Cortland Director of Athletics Mick McDaniel with us here on BTL. What kind of protocols can we expect to see the student athletes and coaches to go through on a regular basis?
Yeah, so the things we're doing in the fall is regular testing, daily screening, really just having the student athletes paying attention to how they feel themselves. And if they weren't feeling 100%, just making sure they were being honest and not coming in that day. And that served us well. And it's basic education, and then any kind of information that we learn that is a best practice in any part of the world is what we make sure that we institute here to make sure that we're using the most accurate and most up-to-date information to inform our students and our staff. This semester is a little bit different in a good way because we will be able to have weekly tests. So all of our student athletes, all of our coaching staff will be tested weekly, and that's what's going to go on around all of the SUNY schools. So basically when we agreed to compete and participate in spring sports and including soccer in both of those, we basically made a pact that all of our schools would follow these protocols. So whether we travel to a campus that was an hour and a half away out of county, they will be following the same rules. So we have great confidence that our student athletes and our athletic trainer, our coaches, are making sure that each week we're being tested. Each week we provide that negative test result. And if anything happens where you do have a positive, then we have a great resource in Tompkins County Health Department that we work closely with, and we just follow their lead as far as what the next step is. So the testing, the education, and the daily check-ins is huge for us. And the testing part was definitely a question mark as far as if we could do weekly testing because we felt confident if we could, we could compete. And that's been a huge help to our campus. I know through what resources we've used with Cayuga Medical, and we feel very good about the position we're in heading into in-person classes and practice next week.
And given that Tompkins-Cortland was really the first school in the area, both college and high school level, to really commit to a return to play, what example are you trying to set for the other local schools in this area?
It's really just that if everybody's been planning and everybody has been researching different ways to be able to get back to some sort of competition, some sort of participation, and knowing that there is a safe way to do things. And what we found is that when the student athletes are part of our unit, part of our family, and in contact with us on a regular basis, they're in a much safer, a much healthier situation than they would be if they didn't have any of these pursuits. And so being part of the team has actually benefited all of our student athletes that were working with us in the fall. And it's just a matter of the sport itself is not dangerous as far as COVID is. It's the constant contact and how you can reduce that and how you can make sure that the participants are masked up, because we have all these checks and balances for each other and we're always holding each other accountable. And it's just that little snapshot of what the best practices are put into each one of our teams. And we've proven in this short amount of time that we can do that. And at the end of the day, it really comes down to the student athletes and their families' comfort with the plans we have in place. And we also make sure that we don't get our pride in the way or our ego in the way and say, well, we're going to do this regardless of what happens. We have put things on hold for a little bit longer. We have stopped some things and said, let's take another look at this and get this right as a region and as a school. And so I think the basic message is that, sports are very important to our students, are very important to their families. And we just wanted to make sure that we could check every box to make sure we're doing everything we can to keep them safe and have them active again and bring them back to campus, because a vibrant campus definitely includes intercollegiate athletics, and especially here at TC3.
Mick, as always, we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much and be well, okay?
Yeah, thanks. Same to you guys. Appreciate you.